end to proclaiming God's word with prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
The day that the Lord has made, let us all rejoice and be glad in it. Peace and blessings to each and every one of you on today. Thank you for tuning in. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory that is due your name. Now, God, we ask you to have free course, O God. Have thine own way, God. Do what you do best in the mighty name of Jesus, and we will forever give you all the glory and honor which is due your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles on today, could you turn into Luke, the first chapter, the 34 and 38th verse. That's Luke 34 through 38. And I will be reading it from the King James Version. And it reads as follows. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. 38. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And for your topic today is Mary's baby. When the angel came to Mary and told her what God was going to do in her life, she questioned how it could be possible. Now, maybe God has been telling you something he wants you to do or he wants to do in your life, but you have wondered how. Lord, how can you do it? Maybe you lack the strength to accomplish something by yourself. Perhaps like Mary, you thinking only in the natural that you must have a man to do God's will. So if you have been wondering how God will bring impossible things to pass in your life, remember that he himself will accomplish the task. God can do what no man can do. What is impossible to man, it is possible with God. No man will get the credit for your healing. No man will get the credit for your deliverance. God told Mary, the Holy Spirit will come upon you in verse 35. I believe the same is true for us today. The Holy Spirit will fill you. He will impregnate you. He will give you life to your spirit. He will restore your purpose. He will revive you. He will renew you. God had a special plan for Mary. Yes, he did. He brought forth his son, Jesus. He has a special plan for you too. For he knows the plan for your life. Yes, he does. So we have to believe what God said regarding our life. God's people are very special to him. Yes, you are. We are to bring forth things, the task and the assignments that God has impregnated us with. Come on here, somebody. Stop allowing your gifts and your assignments to lay dormant. Stop allowing them to be aborted. Oh, my God. God wants to bring new life to you on today. God wants to resurrect the dead things that you allowed to die on today. That is exactly what he wants to do for those who are broken, for those who are discouraged, for those who don't have any hope left, for those who are weak, and even for those who don't see no way. Because with God, he is the way. Because God, when nothing else can stand, you can stand on the word of God. Come on here, somebody. He wants to heal every hurt. He wants to heal that heart. If great things came from those who never suffered, we might think that they had accomplished those things on their own. If you love him, you're going to suffer with him. You're going to reign with him. And so we might think that they had accomplished those things on their own. No. They allowed God to have his way in their lives. They allowed the plan of God to manifest. Come on, here, somebody. When a broken person submits to God, God gets the glory for the wonderful things he accomplishes through them and for them. No matter how far that person has fallen, God is right there to pick them up. Come on. He is right there. God gets the glory. Man does not get the glory, but God shall. So, after the angel spoke to Mary, do you know what she said? I'm glad you asked. Let me tell you. She said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." It is according to his word, not her word. She didn't say, "Let it be according to my marital status." Come on here now. She didn't say, "Let it be according to my job." She didn't say, "Let it be according to what I deserve." She didn't say, "Let it be according to how I feel." She didn't say, "Let it be according to my lifestyle." She didn't say, "Let it be according to my financial status." She didn't say, "Let it be according to my health." She said, "Let it be according to your word, not how I feel and not my word." You see, people of God, Mary knew enough to believe God and to submit to him, no matter how baffled it seemed. Now, the Holy Spirit impregnated a woman without a man. Come on here now. Yes, she was baffled. She was wondering how, when God said, "You finna give birth to my son." She was wondering how without a man. She didn't question it. She just said, "Okay, let it be according to your word. Whatever you say, God, I trust you. Whatever you say, God, I submit to you because I believe this is all for your plan." She knew enough to believe God and to submit to him. But she was taking a big risk. Yes, she was. To be pregnant and unmarried in those days, it brought some consequences against a person. Yes. Yes, it did. Yet she willingly gave herself to the Lord, despite of what people may say, despite of what people may do to her. That's how we have to get, people of God. We got to get to the place, we got to get to that crazy faith. we shouldn't even worry about what people say, how they talk about us, how they come against us. I heard from God. Come on here. You have an assignment. Huh? And if God tell you to do something, it doesn't matter what people say or think. If you don't do it, you're going to get in trouble with God, not them. You should be to the place, you shouldn't be a people pleaser. You should only please God. Huh. Somebody better get this. Yet Mary was willing to give herself to the Lord. So people of God, if you are willing, the Holy Spirit will overshadow you. And the hidden, the hidden insecurities, my God, that you have will dispel. The things that has been locked up behind your problem, your fears. Oh, God. That thought that you're not good enough. That you're not ready to do what God say do. That doubt. All of that will come forth. Because you allow the Holy Spirit to overtake you and to bring those things forth now. Because you remember you cannot do it on your own. Because you got to say, Lord, according to thy word, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. And then and only then, you will see the power of Jesus do mighty things in your life. You see, some people is not experiencing a move of God in their life because they have not given Jesus, all of them. They want to keep some stuff. They want to hang in the world, plus think that they can serve God at the same time. The world is against God. Come on here, somebody. You have to choose whom you gonna serve. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I thank you and I praise you. I give you all the glory. God, I thank you for truly that as we celebrate the holidays, that we really know the meaning. It is about Mary's baby. God, I pray that, God, we will step out on faith and do what you have called us to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, which is do your name, God, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I have an announcement. And it reads, Jesse's Gospel Singers of SWLA and the E-Net family of Bunkie, Louisiana, presents Put On Your Shouting Shoes Quartet Concert featuring gospel inspirations of Boté, Louisiana, Jazz Us, Gospel Singers of Southwest Louisiana, Little Chris and Reunited of Jackson, Tennessee, the E-Net family of Bunkie, Louisiana. This is Saturday, January the 7th, 2023 at 6 p.m. at the MLK Community Center, 868 Alton Lock Street, Ville Platte, Louisiana. Advance tickets are $15. Door entry is $20. Saturday, January the 7th, 2023, MLK Community Center.